Assalamu alaikum, Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. So, we're still with Palestine. Until Palestine is free, and it will be, from the river to the sea, we need to know what more we can do. And one thing that we don't need to be doing is to be relying on anything of the dunya, i.e. United Nations and the politicians. So we're seeing around the world all these demonstrations in every Western, Eastern, Muslim, non-Muslim country that are recognizing the inhumanity, human injustices, the lack of human rights, lack of water, lack of medical equipment, food, homes, people sleeping in the streets because of the bombardment from the occupiers. And I won't even use that name because that name doesn't exist, i.e. Israel. Doesn't exist. Let's just, you know, stop calling it Israel. And what we really need to be doing is to be, like always, same formula in Islam, rely on Allah. Turn to Allah. Turn to the living Imam. Pray for the reappearance. Pray for Palestine and the supporters of Palestine, the Yemeni army, the Hezbollah, Iran, Iraq, whoever is supporting Palestine, pray for them individually, a true rakat, because the sacrifice of their body requires the sacrifice of our body. Fast. Any spiritual action that we do is in line with the objectives of the reappearance of the living Imam and his government. We saw, if we rewind back to Corona, that really great time that the whole world went through, if we compare Corona and Palestine, we see two worldwide tests that are taking place. And of course, the greatest test is always going to be on the Ummah, because we should know better. But what we were seeing is that people sitting down, watching Netflix, waiting for their medical establishments to take care of the situation. Well, we're sort of doing the same thing here, because we're walking in the street, not asking Allah to help the Palestinians, not to think that some of our spiritual behavior is going to go out in the universe of consciousness and bring about the effect, but we're asking the politicians for the ceasefire. Like, we've missed the boat there, because they're not going to do that unless we connect with our living Imam enough that we show the living Imam that we are desperate for his reappearance, which will bring, by some hadith, the freedom of Palestine, which will lead to the reappearance of the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So when we start our day, of course, we want to turn on the television and see the events that have hopefully not happened in the night in Palestine. But before we turn on the TV, let's turn on our connections with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our extra prayers for the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and then for Palestine and the supporters and the freedom. Because this is really the point of all our tests in this dunya, in this world, that how much are we relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And it doesn't mean, like some people said during Corona, we don't want people to think that we're just sitting down and praying, then we've missed the whole point. Because the whole point of these prayers is the guidance for the world, for ourselves individually. So when you wake up in the morning, before you turn on your telly and see what is happening, or the result of the prayers or lack of prayers the day before, turn to Allah and your living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, who is the eradicator of all injustice in the world, and ask them to help the Palestinians and the supporters of Palestine. And then you know for sure, for certainty, that you have done at least one positive step if the rest of the day goes bad. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.